when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, and I'm an entertainment reporter currently writing for Collider, and I am here to talk about Love is Blind Season 7's finale with my co-host, Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hey. We are finally close to the end of the road. We still have a reunion, and we only have one episode to talk about today.
I feel like we should have all known we were down bad when they had only one episode for the wedding.
I know. Here's my thing. There's no reason why they still can't film with the other people, why they can't come back and celebrate mm-hmm. the two women who are about. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like as well, if your engagement fell apart, maybe you don't want to celebrate.
Right. You probably don't want to be at the bachelorette party of the two women that it actually did work for. Especially, I'm thinking particularly about Marissa. Like,
yeah, that's
yeah.
That's probably not happening. But there's something so disjointed with this. It just feels like these women are not friends. They have, it's so conditional that they're like, make it to the end of this. I mean, I don't know why Netflix just didn't allow these women to invite all of their friends and family. Because that big venue with just what, like 6-8 people?
I know. And it was such a, I know the men didn't have a lot of people at their bachelor party either, but because it was at a basketball game, there's like so many people. It's so lively. And then the women's party, it's like, okay, so there's six of us sitting in this big empty room in pajamas.
Exactly. Like, it's actually not fair. This is so weird that they like don't know what to do for women. You can go and get them to the spa. Like, why do we have to be in these big empty spaces?
Right. It was definitely a letdown.
But before we got to all of that, we had a pickup with these two, Marissa and Ramses. At the end of the last episode, Ramses was like, hey, I just talked to some peeps, and now I'm rethinking everything. We continue. First of all, the lighting, they were there all day. This is broad daylight right here. Maybe early morning. And so Marissa tells Ramses they have a great future. She wants to marry him. She said this is a risk with falling in love. Ramses said, you know, you learned how much his ex-wife was hurting from their divorce after talking to. He said the connections he put out, I was like, you lost me. You lost me.
Right. Because he was like, my niece's mom. And I'm like, were you talking to your ex-wife's sister or your brother's wife?
So, like, Marissa said it was a friend. It was a mutual friend that they had with the ex-wife. But I think he wanted to make it sound more familial.
Just like a friend. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
That was, it was like, for me, it felt like, Ramsey, were you holding some, like, reservations already, and then speaking with other people, it really, like, burst it open? Or, I'm like, because it's so jarring that he would go from, like, oh, yeah, I really see us doing this, to, like, well, after speaking with some people, yeah, this isn't going to work.
So, there's a lot of theories of what happened, because Marissa seems blindsided, but at the same time, Marissa's also like, I knew this would happen the minute you would talk to other people. So it's like, so you knew you guys weren't actually good, and this isn't actually a huge blindside to you.
Right. I mean, Because, I mean, what her reaction was very like, oh my gosh, she seems so caught off guard. But mm-hmm. also from watching them, I'm like, this makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Like, he had a lot of pause around her, yeah, her ideas around the military and the thing about birth control. You know, I'm just like, there were kept being moments where he was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this in mm-hmm. a marriage long term. So it wasn't that shocking to me, but I was just like, why does she seem so caught off guard? Like, was he really selling it to her?
I don't think he was really selling it to her, but when you want to believe something,
mm-hmm.
you just hear the words and you accept it on those mm-hmm. surface, even if his actions, because we did watch these past episodes with them mm-hmm. of him saying, well, I'm going to need this amount of physical contact for me to make a decision. She's like, so you're questioning things now? And he's like, no, I'm not, mm-hmm. but I will need this if I'm going to make a decision. And it's like, but I think she just had so much hope where Ramses has low-key have been like, I don't respect how you have lived your life. I don't respect your, autonomy. Mm-hmm. I don't respect this. It's so ridiculous. So.
Yeah, I'm just like, girl, I know it was heartbreaking in the moment, but trust me, it's a blessing in disguise. You do not want to be in a relationship where you're bumping up against that much resistance every day.
And I think that's part of her shock, is because almost every time he puts up an issue, mm-hmm. she makes a concession. So she's like, why would you still leave if I keep making these concessions? Mm-hmm. And Ramses is like, I have been trying to subtly tell you for a while now mm-hmm. that I'm trying to dip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, later on, he's like, he literally said, you're making it hard for me. I'm trying to dip. What are we still doing here?
And it's like, I'm like, Ramses, she loves you. Like, every time she would make a concession, that is because she is deeply in love with you and seems to have some people-pleasing tendencies, but it's driven out of love, right? So I'm like, girl, if you really was trying to dip, you should have dipped in that military conversation, because that would have been the perfect opportunity. And it was like their biggest disagreement at that point. And I feel like he was kind of like, but also maybe he was thinking he could work through it. Maybe it was like their intimacy things that really pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, who knows? Something else I think that people were kind of thinking is this. He wanted a vacation and Ooh. Sex.
Ooh.
I mean, she later says, you never should have gone on here. And then he starts like defending himself. Oh, I think this could have worked. Okay, so it's not you, but also I totally would have gone married if it wasn't for you. You know?
Okay, that was pissing me off, because he kept being like, it's not you, it's me. But then he would be like, and here's another reason, and it's you. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not you, it's me, but I'm concerned that I can't handle your energy. I'm sorry, what?
It's too much. You're everything about your day-to-day, and then you go to work, and it's like, is that not what you're doing as well, Ramses? Like, we don't know anything about this man's life.
Right. We don't know his family, his friends. I mean, other than the friend who showed up to the tux fitting. But, like, yeah. Mm-mm. Him and Tyler, how they got out of, like, showing. I mean, I guess we don't really see. Do we see much of Garrett's friends either?
No.
Okay. Now I'm.
The whole house was packed, though, when Taylor Kit went over to his family's place. So
that's right. Okay, so we did see his family, but we didn't see anyone from Ramses or Tyler, aside from, like, friends and, like, big group moments. That's so interesting to me. Interesting.
I think they're really, like, I don't know what they're hiding about these men. I don't know what's going on, but they're, we should not know so little by the finale. This doesn't make any sense. And Ramses, he's wild. Because, like, I'm torn because this could have been a quick and dirty, but she did not want that to be quick and dirty at all. So it just gets messier and messier. Ramses also said that he didn't want to regret following his feelings rather than being logical. And I'm like, I get it, but you're literally saying, I don't want to regret marrying you.
Yeah. Because it's like, it seemed like he was clear that if they did get married, they would not stay married. Because I'm like, he's like, I'm afraid of hurting you. I found out how much more in pain my ex was. So I'm like, so you're seeing divorce in y'all's future. And you don't want what happened in your last situation to happen here.
Yeah.
So, and again, but why did he come here? He clearly did need more time with a partner. And the fact that he was like defending himself was a little ridiculous.
I don't know. I thought maybe to get some fame, to get on that perfect match, you know?
Period.
Exactly. I think it might be that. So it's a hot mess. And then by nighttime, we're still in this room. And then she falls to the floor after they're trying to hug goodbye. People think he's wearing a thong and, like, they did him dirty. What do you think?
I thought it was a mic pack. It's either a mic pack or a bodysuit that does have a thong, you know? Because you see boxers. That's the only reason that I say it might be a mic pack, because you see the Calvin Klein boxers. So I'm like, would he be wearing a thong and boxers? That's a bit much.
Yeah. People are messy. Yeah, and it's so sad because she was kept asking, are you sure? And he was like, he almost did everything he could to not say, I am so sure. Can I please go now?
Yeah.
And, you know, Marissa has since done some interviews since then. Her big thing, because a lot of people have accused her of basically begging him to stay. And she was like, it wasn't that I was begging, but I just couldn't believe that he became unsure so fast, because he's been so like affirmative this whole entire time. I think it's still a little bit both though, because the second time I watched it, I knew that's what she said, and I'm like, sorry girl, but you asked are you sure 3 times,
right?
I get once,
right?
Because Alex did that. She was like, are you done? Because if so, I'm going to get something off my chest. That's very different energy from how Marissa asked.
Yeah, it was. I mean, she was definitely begging. And I think it's hard to watch. Like, it felt very hard to watch, especially, I don't know, for me, it's like, I was already over Ramses at this point. And so him ending things with her, I was actually happy. And so then to, like, watch her, like, beg him, like, are you sure? Are you sure? You know, it's like, oh. But I'm like, Marissa's not the first person to beg someone not to leave them, especially when they're not on the same accord. I feel like Alex was kind of, and Alex already said, like, she's petty, like, you take it there, she gonna take it further, you know? So, like, her energy is different, and Marissa's, like, sweeter. It seems like she's constantly maybe seeing the potential best option. She dated a Trump supporter, and she does not seem to be a Trump supporter, even if she is conservative, more conservative. So I think she, like, sees the sunny side of things all the time, and I feel like she definitely was caught off guard.
I hated that he, like, if I was him, I would just sneak out. Like, once she went to the other room and then was doing an interview on the floor, sobbing. I'm like, first of all, she can't finish her sentence. Let's cut. Let's take a beat. Give her some water. They were like, no, we're going to stay on it. And I'm like, y'all ain't.
And I'm like, and this is why past contestants be coming for y'all. Can y'all let people have a moment? Like, this woman's clearly in distress. She's in distress. Yes. Like, let her. I know it makes great TV, but actually, as a viewer, it did not feel good to watch it. I didn't want to see her in that state. Like, I did not.
This is not what we come for. Like, we have to remember what the point of the show even was supposed to be or claimed to be.
Right.
This is bad. And then she goes to the bathroom and calls her mom. And a lot of people were saying her mama was on that.
I was hoping. I mean, I thought her mom was going to have some, like, rah-rah energy. But also, it was kind of nice to, I think, meeting her mom or seeing her mom the first time, it was kind of like, what type of energy are you on? You know? But then on the phone, hearing her be, like, so concerned and caring and, like, wanting to speak to her, you know? And, like, it's like, yes, I selfishly wanted her mama to, like, bop, 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 go off on him, but also escalating the situation would not be helpful to Marissa, especially if that's not the energy that she had. And so her mom showing up for her in that moment and trying to advocate for her, I thought was beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. So Marissa has said in an interview that her mom did not have the rah-rah energy. Her mom actually was talking to Ramses because Marissa's whole thing was like, okay, so if we're not getting married, like, are we dating after this? Like, I would be okay dating after this. And Ramses was then like, no. And that's what also was like a huge blind side, because whatever their problems were from her perspective, she didn't think it was like end relationship level problems. And so her mama also got on the phone with Ramses saying, well, just at least be open to a relationship. And now I'm like, now she broke it down the mama to be asking anything of this man. I hate this. I hate this so much. This has been it all season between these women and these men.
Yeah. Like, recognize when someone's doing you a favor. It's like, you don't want to be in a long-term relationship with this person if this is how they're acting in the very beginning.
She's still young. I mean, Ramses has been engaged and married before. This is her first one, so I give her a little grace. Is there anything else you want to say about this before we move on to Tyler and Ashley?
Nope.
All right. Oh, these two. Well, first of all, there were the bachelor and bachelorette parties, but I don't think there's really much to talk about, except, so the men, like you said, go to that basketball game, and the girls are in some place. They, like, put little tents down. I'm like, I don't know what this is. And Taylor and Ashley say that they were best friends in the pods, so it's very interesting that they made it all the way to the end together.
Yeah, the her and Taylor being best friends was interesting in the same way of Hannah and Katie being best friends.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not knocking out relationships. I am just saying, were you that close?
They were the closest out of the cast. And I think they're just like, they're trying to find something to say. So Taylor also later says, because they're eating, and this was very interesting because we don't hear Ashley go on more, but Taylor ends up saying that they're strong women who would have left if there was a deal breaker. But she also says they have to give themselves grace for forgiving their men for messing up. Her friend said, well, they are men.
And this is why, this is the problem.
This is the problem right here.
This is the problem.
And it's like, I was called out for being so hard on all the men last recap, but it's like, no one's hard on them. That's the point.
Literally.
Just Hannah.
I know. Hannah's the only one hard on them. I mean, Taylor was kind of hard on Garrett about the text message thing. But yeah, most times people aren't hard on men at all. We're actually very hard on women. And this season exemplified what the problem is with that, because then you have women making all these concessions for men who aren't worth their time.
For sure.
And then you have two corporate Barbies who are like, we made, you know, showing ourselves grace and compassion for forgiving our men. And I'm like, Taylor, yes, sure. Maybe, like, I see what you're saying, but you don't even know the half of what Ashley's gonna find out in a year.
Ooh. Ridiculous. But yeah, I thought that was very interesting because I was like, all right, what was said before Taylor goes on about this? Yeah, we move on. It's the wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler gave Ashley some white roses and a card. His friends say that they're so used to gangster Ty. Interesting. And Tyler says, you know, oh, his friend asks, what are you going to do after the wedding making session? And I wrote, gross. Why are we all, what is going on with these friends?
Here's the thing that really, yeah, I mean, clearly I know way too much now, right, as a viewer, that yeah. Ashley, and we don't know who else did or did not know at the point of filming, but when, like, the friends were like,
is a brother? To be clear, when exactly. We're talking about who knows and
who doesn't know,
the brother is right there.
And mom is there. But, you know, well, she's not in the room at that moment, but later on she's at the wedding, right? But, yeah, when the friends are like, you know, he's like F-Love and Gangsta Ty and, like, I don't never want to be married. But I'm like, he was engaged before. So now I'm wondering, did he tell Ashley that? Because that has not been shown on the show at all. Maybe they talked about it off camera. We don't know what conversations they've had or what might have been cut. But I'm just like, at some point he had to be about love and getting married because he was previously engaged to someone. Like,
that's true.
You know? And then them being like, oh, what are you doing up the wood? Going to the baby making machine, going to Pound Town. And they're like, oh, when are y'all planning on having kids? This man has children. What are we so all of y'all are just like riding for him on camera right now?
Yep.
Allowing him to lie to his future wife? Are you serious?
That's why women will choose the bear.
Really? And like, I just felt so horrible as Ashley's like talking about her intuition game being on point.
I know.
And I'm like, you can have really great intuition, but like, people who are trying to intentionally like lie to you or omit information, you will not catch every time. And like, it's so hard to see, you know, her being like, we're looking at the clearance bin and like, I'm like, girl, like this man has intentionally omitted major information from you. Like, it's so sad.
Yeah, just watching how she talks about all this. She brings up that damn coffee again. I'm just like, I don't care about no coffee. Like, what are we doing here? And, oh my goodness. Yeah, it's basically kind of talking about wanting to break cycles, which is very awkward with her mom and grandma. She was like, yeah, grandma, I want your marriage and that it was long.
Yeah.
Grandma don't need this. Grandma do not need this as you parade her on Netflix.
I mean, I'm all for honesty, though. It's like, how can we learn from past generations? Because I'm like, Grandma might not have been... Grandma probably also wasn't happy in that marriage.
No, she wasn't.
So she's probably
Let her say that if she want to say that.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh. And then but she wants a partner who's a friend. I think she kind of hints that he wouldn't be financially the provider, but he provides in other ways.
Yeah.
So. Which
wouldn't be shocking that they have had that conversation about finances and she's clear. She's definitely giving corporate Barbie, mm-hmm. like, has her own.
Yeah. She does. So, yeah, her mom is like, well, we're human, and you have healed, Ashley, so you're not making a mistake.
I'm like, oh, baby, that be the catch. That's the thing. Things that feel very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get you caught up.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tyler, we finally see his mama. I don't know where he pulled her out from, but we finally see her, and he looks like he's really hard right now, and I'm like, is he trying to have a crisis of conscience right now?
That's what it felt like. It felt like his spirit was like, I've told so many lies or omitted so much information to get to today. Crying, it doesn't all come crashing down before they can say I do.
For sure, for sure. And the mom's like kind of talking him into it. She's like, everything you've ever said about her has been good. And I'm like, said? Have you not met her?
That's what I was wondering, too.
Did he keep them apart all the way up to the altar so she could fact check?
Probably. Also, the mom didn't go see Marissa on the day. Not Marissa, I'm sorry. Ashley. So I'm just like, did he really keep his friends and family from her all the way up until the wedding?
I do not know, but this is so bad. Like, it's so bad if the editors are making it seem worse. And it's so bad if it is this bad.
Right.
Simple as that. And, oh my God. So, other than that, I mean, Ashley's dad is about to walk her down the aisle. But what's going to happen is that he's going to walk her up to her mom. And her mom's going to hand her off. Because, apparently, he lucky he even there.
Period.
What did I say? What did I say when that man in his suit came over talking about this is my only daughter shaking hands with Tyler and having not a single question?
You did. Oh my gosh.
They're actors.
They are paid actors. And, you know, the advice he was giving to her, I wanted to throw my iPad across the room because he's essentially coaching her that you stay in your marriage no matter how horrible it gets. You stay.
He called her a rider to Tyler the first time he met him.
Right. And my thing is like, you didn't ride in your marriage. So why are you coaching this black woman to ride for a man no matter what?
Right. Because that's... know? Maybe his belief on women. I don't know.
It is. It gotta be. It's like, what? Like, what? You had no questions for this man. No clarifications. No trying to see who he is or what he's about. Mm-hmm. And then you're coaching your daughter to stay with him for the rest of her days, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Red flag on the play.
Red flag. And I also think Tyler's friend said something as like, all right, we're in the final quarter. And I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like it because it feels like you're a football team about to take down Ashley. And I do not like that whatsoever. His mom said that he's never done things. How she phrased it was like the outside part. But I think what she meant to say is like, you've never done things like by the book.
Mm-hmm.
When he was talking about how nervous he was. And I'm just like, what is going on in this conversation, given everything that we know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they're finally down that aisle, basically, Tyler tells Ashley that she has become his confidant. Do you know what that word means? He is diabolical. He was being diabolical, picking that word. You can't tell me.
What? It like, you know. Ooh, Jesus. I'm just like, I mean, I went to a Black feminist talk here like a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about like Black feminism can't be separated from Black womanhood and like straight Black women, right? Like compulsory heterosexuality and the ways in which it like literally unalives us or just like, you know, like restricts our lives so much. And like seeing these Black women like go through so much pain and turmoil over these men, and like Ashley like talking about how much she's wanted this day so badly, like since she was a literal child and at a point in her adult years feeling like it may never happen. And then as a viewer, knowing that she's marrying this man who's a liar and has been lying on national television about something as huge as children, it's like, oh, like we could do so much better.
Culture and people like Tyler prey on that fear, because it's like a fear that's told over and over to Black women of just we're not worthy of love, so accept anything. And then we see it over and over again. And that's why I am, like, also looking at this season, I'm like, there is no way that it's an accident that someone like Tyler can slip on by and be cast on this show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not accidental.
Right. Right. And, okay, say they did know he had kids, because Jessica was casted, and she had a daughter. She has a daughter. When they realized he was lying, like, you know, I'm like, production, I know they don't want to interfere too much, but I'm like, you're about to allow a woman to get married under false pretenses. Like,
yeah. I mean, technically she has to be able to get an annulment, even if she's waited a year or so. That has to be on the books that she can do. All the things that he was holding back.
Like, what?
But I wonder if she'll ever admit she didn't know things, you know?
I guess, you know, it depends. Like, I'm really excited, or not really excited is a very strong word.
Yeah.
I want to see the reunion next week, because I'm really ready to see where her head is at, because I pray she's not writing for this man, because I'm like, he doesn't deserve that.
I think she will.
Oh, I'm so scared.
I think she will.
You would deserve someone who's like, is honest with you and is like a genuine person.
Agreed. But this is what happened. From what Bree, the mother of the children Tyler has, the baby mama. So she says that he hasn't seen them since like the end of September of 2023. So it seems like maybe to go with the story that he told, he just has not been back. So it could very well be that Ashley is still like, this is the truth that I've been told. And one way or another, I'm still accepting it as that.
Yeah. Yeah, because Sharon said, there's nothing nobody can tell me about you. So.
Truly. Which is wild.
Their wedding was so beautiful, though. Oh,
I couldn't do it. I couldn't see that. But how about you give me then your beautiful black moment of the episode?
I think it was like the black dancers, the black girl dancers, and then them jumping the broom. Like that tradition. I mean, you know. F the institution of marriage, but also, I don't know, when black people connect with that, you know, I don't know, black people in this country, whatever, but it was beautiful, but also I was like, ew.
That's how I can't help it. I'm just like, I hate that this is there. Like, I can't. So those two are good ones. You gave two for both.
Right. I had to watch. I have to admit, I watched it the first go around in 1.5, which is actually not how I normally do it. I normally watch the first watch as like regular speed, second watch is 1.5. But I was like, my spirit can't sit here for an hour and a half at regular speed watching this. Like, no, speed this up.
The first time I watched it, I watched and saw what the outcome was with Ashley and Tyler. And then I actually got pretty far into the Garrett and Taylor of it all. But once it came down to actually walking down the aisle, I was like, I need a minute. Everything that just happened, I need a minute before watching a wedding that's going to be beautiful.
Right.
Oh, my God. But speaking of Garrett and Taylor, Taylor is just so giddy. She's just laughing, smiling, almost immediately crying when she goes in, which is so cute.
Right. Yeah. The nerds, they made it all the way.
Taylor's mom gives her her full name from when she was a newborn as her wedding hanky for something old. Yeah. And Taylor, as smart as she is, was like, how long have you had this? And her mom was since you've been born. You...
How old are you?
What the hell are you asking me right now?
When something really sweet happens, your brain just, like, malfunctions.
Right.
This girl, the day you were born.
Did you not hear her?
But also, her mom giving her that gift, made it click for me how sentimental she is, and like she kept bringing the letters of her grandparents, right? And so her mom doing that, I was like, oh, I'm seeing like, you know, this like the family connection of like being sentimental and like carry on these like traditions and things from the past. I was like, oh, I love this so much.
And I'm just now connecting the writing of it all. The writing is very important because, like, Taylor gives kind of a speech back to Garrett after he proposes in the pods. And then later on, her vows to him is like, okay, the words, even though these are science people, the words be coming to them too. So good for y'all. Good for y'all. Mm-hmm. Now, Garrett, he's breaking down crying in the first confessional on this day. Boo-hooing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was giving Cam for a second. Friends asked him, how are things with his family? He said, oh, you know, it's okay. He has the heaviest sigh with that. It's like, very convincing, Garrett.
Right. And for me, I felt like him continuously describe the day as being very heavy was like his family stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like ideally wanting your family to be super excited about the day and like it not be this like resistance. Mm-hmm. But I was happy that his parents did come to the wedding.
Oh yeah, and Taylor's dad, because we can't forget he wasn't feeling this experience either, so they took these parents kicking and screaming.
They were like, look, we get married, so either y'all can come to the wedding or deal with it afterwards. But, like, we're in it.
And what's sweet is that her father actually helps Garrett get ready by putting on his bow tie. And he talks about Taylor helping him when his brother died. He said, you know, y'all are going to go through some tough times. But Garrett's like, but that's my boo. So.
Her dad had a birthmark on the left side of his face, and Garrett does too. And then both of their parents getting married on the 13th.
It's kind of weird.
Like, it is. I was like, oh, y'all kind of meant to be. This is, and like, I don't know. I'm just like, what are the odds that like two scientists would be a? I mean, I guess Lydia and Milton also.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, yeah. I'm like, they seem so. I don't know. Such a perfect match.
They do, to his parents' dismay. His parents come in to talk, and his mom says, it's a shock to everybody that he would make a weighted decision so fast. They keep saying that they're not questioning this or trying to talk him out of it. I wrote, don't protest too much. Because who mentioned that? Who said that?
Right. You do know your son doesn't make rash decisions often. Even if he's doing something that seems so spontaneous or rash, it means he's probably thought about it a lot. You know, like,
exactly.
He doesn't seem like a reckless person, and she doesn't either, you know.
Agreed. And I'm mad because why haven't we seen Taylor's brother the whole time? Where have they been hiding him?
Look, maybe he also didn't want to be on camera.
His tall self came out of nowhere. I was like, okay. So we have this wedding, and once we get down to the aisle, Garrett says at the altar that they have a magnetic connection. Taylor has a binder of notes, and she says that she hopes to make the heavy days feel lighter, which I'm sorry, I'm starting to feel like they write some of these things.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Just, you know, for no reason at all, just talk about how heavy this day is. This day is stressful. No. Garrett, can you do it again? Can you think heavy?
Oh my gosh, I can't.
They told us how many days they were together, thank goodness. They said 42.
Yeah, which I'm like, is it normally that long? I guess so.
I think they're literally talking about the first day. I don't know.
Okay, got it.
In the pods that they
got
met.
It. Okay.
In the end, which, yeah, I think so.
Okay, got it. Wow.
Yeah.
So interesting.
And then it ends with Taylor saying she caught the big fish. Just cheesy. They're like, we know that we just did something real wild right now, but just remember, true love exists. Please come back for season 8.
Period. Love is totally blind. I'm just like, I'm done with y'all. Y'all have put me through the ringer this season. With the way y'all have allowed Black women to be traumatized before our eyes, and I don't know if I can keep doing this with y'all. I mean, America has essentially revolted against the Lachey, so they have less and less camera time each season. The reunion is the time where they have the most camera time, but also we're always like, they ask horrible questions, they ask invasive questions, they don't ask the things we actually want to know. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't trust them to do this reunion justice in the way that we need it to be done.
There are some spoilers out there. If you guys are interested in that, go over to the story time with Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very interesting to see if the edited cut comes out that way. But messy.
Messy.
So messy. And all we want, I think, is to learn more about this Tyler situation, what the heck these two have been up to since, but I don't think we're going to get into it at all.
No. Because also, it's like the timing based on, I think the reunion filmed before some of these larger things have popped up on the internet. I mean, some of them came up, but not like, I feel like the things that came up last week, the reunion had already filmed by then. So.
Yeah. So we'll see. Also, Ashley is like trying to hop on TikTok talking about that makeup, and everyone's like, girl, no one wants to hear about that.
Girl, I want you to get your influencer bag, but now's not the time.
She said, now is the time.
Right. She said, get into this, what is it? LTK? You want a scoop, go over to the LTK and make some purchases.
Oh my god. Do we have a chaotic bye moment of this finale? I don't think so.
The Mike Pack versus Thong debacle.
Yeah. I'm like, hold up.
I was like, is that a thong? I was like, maybe it's a bodysuit. I was like, oh, maybe it's a mic pack. That would make way more sense.
Seen the pictures of the cast for the reunion?
I have.
I think most of them did their thing.
Yeah, most of them did great. But then the only thing I started being like was like, when did these get so freaking glamour?
Right. Well, given how like the whole season played out, I think some of you who snuck, crawled through to get on this show, you better come through with something.
Exactly.
Because why else did you get on here?
Honestly, y'all, if you want to be famous, stop going on Love Is Blind. Like, because I'm tired. I can't handle it no more. I just want a little love story on my love shows. Please. Like,
that shouldn't be so hard to ask.
Watching some other folks' videos, folks are like, Love Is Blind is going to have to lower the looks threshold probably for men around, like, you know, because I'm like, let's be real, in America, conventionally attractive people are allowed to be horrible to people, right, in a certain type of way. And so, yeah, if you have someone who's like 30 something, they're conventionally attractive and they're a man, they probably don't treat women very kindly. Odds are, you know. And so, yeah, they're probably coming onto this show with other motives and not to find love, and they treat women horribly along the way.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, but like, yeah, just in general, that would be more about women hopefully finding less reason to stay than like, oh, unconventionally attractive men treat women better. Because it's like, no.
I don't think if they treat women better, but I think, you know, in the same ways and the way that like racism works and fat phobia and all these things is like the likelihood of these people not treating people well higher. You know, and I'm like, the reality is Love is Blind. Even though it's an experiment around Love is Blind, they do, everyone is pretty conventionally attractive. There isn't a lot of body diversity, you know, like racial diversity is getting better over the years, but you know, they definitely go for a certain type or have on the show or on the cast.
Agreed. Oh my gosh, Quita, it seems like we came to the end of our recap. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we go into this reunion?
No. I hope it's worth our time.
You know? Yeah, I hope so too. It might be. Who knows? We'll see.
Bring back Love is Mine UK.
Right. Okay, and then for me, guys, I am your host, Nicole Weaver. I did a video talking about more of what came out about Tyler's situation and what it says a little bit about queerness and family planning as a queer femme. So check that out. I also talked to Chappelle of this. And just saying, just in case I don't include it in this video, I might just share it across social. And he was very blown away about all of this mess. And we are still recapping Survivor 47, so please be on the lookout for that. And, oh, I also interviewed Monica of Love is Blind. That is now available on Collider. I will link it in the show's notes. Other than that, guys, I hope you stay and feel visible today, and we'll be back for this reunion. Bye.